Unit 15, Trademarks and Patents. Conversation 1.
There is ready market for your air conditioners. We'd like to have the right to produce and sell your products.
Then you want to apply for a technical license. Do you have the necessary machines and equipment to manufacture our product?
Yes, but we have to purchase the key machines from abroad. Once the contract is signed, how will you familiarize us with your technical know-how?
Everything will be arranged carefully. We will duly supply the relative technical documentations and other information in connection with the know-how, and we are preparing to accept your trainees in our factory and send our people to yours to give technical assistance.
Very good. Will the license be exclusive or non-exclusive?
May I know what annual sales volume you can reach?
I estimate around 150,000 sets of air conditioners.
Your sales volume is not large enough. The minimum quantity for an exclusive license is 200,000 sets every year in your country.
Well, we will try best to reach it.
You better consider the non-exclusive license. We shall have to require minimum royalties and have the right to terminate exclusivity if you fail to meet the sales volume. Since your country is too large for a single license, you better ask for non-exclusivity.
Is it cheaper than exclusive license?
Yes, of course.
Then we might as well apply for the non-exclusive license.
Conversation 2. I want to have my product registered. Do you know what I should do for this affair, Mr. Chen?
You mean the procedure for trademark examination, don't you? It is not complicated. You may just contact the trademark office. I will send you standard forms for you to fill out.
That sounds quite simple. By the way, how long will the registered trademark remain valid?
10 years from the date of registration.
How long is it from the date of publication to the date of approval?
4 months.
A trademark registered in China will not be legally protected in another country. Am I right?
Yes, unless the same trademark is also registered in this country.
Can we assign a trademark to another person or company?
Yes, you can.
Thank you. You really helped me a lot. Conversation 3.
I'm going to apply for a patent, but I'm not sure how to prepare the application.
You need to submit a request, a description, and a claim. The description is particularly important. If necessary, it should be supported by drawings.
How long shall I have to wait for the approval?
Well, examination takes time. The patent office will announce the result and notify the application within 18 months. Even then, you don't get the patent certificate.
Why?
The patent office needs 90 days to wait for any possible opposition. Only when everything is okay will the patent be registered.
I understand. I have another question. I don't know the reason why the duration of patent rights is only 15 years.
This is only for one of the patent rights. For invention, the duration of protection is 15 years. For utility models and designs, the duration of protection is even shorter, only 5 years protection.
Does every country specify the same duration of protection?
No. 15-year protection is the minimum protection any country will grant its patentees. In some countries, the patent right duration for invention is 20 years.
What's the criteria for granting patent rights?
They are similar to those in other countries: novelty, inventiveness, and practicability. Conversation 4.
These are our company profiles and products catalog. Please have a look.
Thank you.
It is written here that our products have already been patented.
Do you plan to transfer the patent right to Chinese companies?
We would. I wonder how much tax the Chinese government imposes for using patent rights.
20%.
I see. If the products are sold well in China, I plan to have the trademark registered.
The term of validity for the registered trademarks is 10 years from the date of registration. Conversation 5.
Hi, Miss Green. What brings you here today?
Hi, Mr. Wu. Long time no see. I've come to register a trademark.
It seems to me that you have much more stress on trademark registration now than before.
Yes. Our product, Color TV, sells well in your market. In order to uphold our right and profits, we think it is time to have it registered.
How right you are. As the saying goes, the trademark is an inseparable part of the commodity and an intangible asset of an enterprise.
You said it. That's why I've come here. Well, Mr. Wu, could you please give me a brief account of the registration here?
With pleasure. When a foreign enterprise makes application for trademark registration in China, he should entrust a representative from the trademark office of CCPIT to go through the formalities. Generally speaking, the following documents are needed: an application in duplicate, power of attorney in duplicate, and a certificate of nationality.
How long do we have to wait before we get the approval after handing in the application?
Not too long. The trademark office examines the application, issues preliminary approval, and publishes the trademark. All these will take 2 or 3 months.